Some seniors in Kansas benefit greatly from programs that allow them to stay in their homes, but with state budget cuts, waiting lists are cropping up for those services. That's despite a health harsh reality, which is that the state winds up saving money and lots of it if a senior can remain in their own home instead of a nursing home. Andy Marceau is a reporter for KHI News Service in Topeka, which is a partner in the Heartland Health Monitor team. He's written about this, and Andy Marceau, it's always good to have you here on Up Today. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
What kind of cuts are we talking about here, Andy, when it comes to these programs for senior citizens, and how severe are they?
Right. So this is the cuts to what's called the Senior Care Act, which was passed by the legislature in 1989. It provides services for seniors to, like you said, stay in their home rather than end up in nursing homes.
Right.
So for example, this a woman in Johnson County that I spoke to last week, she receives services such as a bathroom attendant who comes and helps her in and out of her shower. She was very adamant about the fact that it was not good planning for her senior subsidized apartment to have bathtubs rather than walk-in showers because she has a bad knee. She's 96. So she has somebody who comes to her apartment and helps her in and out of the bathtub because that's a very common source of injury if you obviously fall in the bath.
You know, it's easy to be dismissive of things like this, Andy, but for this woman, this is a huge deal, I'm betting. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's very, very independent. Like I said, she's 96. She's an immigrant from Great Britain, actually. She's lived in Overland Park or in the Kansas City area for 70 years now. But she survived the Blitz in London during World War II, and she told me this great story about how the first time the air raid sirens went off, you know, she's a young woman. She started to get a little hysterical, and her brother actually slapped her in the face, like you see in the movies, and said, you know, now's not the time for that. Now's the time to, you know, buck up and do what we know we have to do. And she said, you know, that was kind of a seminal moment in her life, and since then she just kind of does what she has to do. But in order to remain in that apartment that she has, she just needs a little bit of help. And so her services cost about $500 a month. And if she were to move to a nursing home in Johnson County, as you can imagine, that's probably 10 times that.
You know, so what does this mean then for an elderly person who might benefit from a program like this? If they can't get the service because they're on a waiting list, Andy, what happens to them? What do they do?
Well, the agencies that administer these services are trying to kind of triage things as best they can. So, like, for example, if you get if you're eligible for 6 hours a week of services, maybe they can get you 2 right now and then put you on a waiting list for the other 4. But in the meantime, well, you know, if you have family in the area who can come and take up some of that slack, great. If not, you know, you got to find, I don't know. I mean, honestly, you know, you got to find somebody who can come in and help you out with these things, who can help you keep your apartment, you know, clean, who can help you maybe cook some food, who can help you in and out of the bathtub if you need that.
Well, and the overarching concern here from critics of these budget cuts is that ultimately some of these folks might be forced into a nursing home, which winds up costing a lot more than the in-home services might have cost to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, and that's kind of the scenario that nobody wants, but that is kind of, you know, that's your place of last resort if you can't take care of yourself, if you can't live independently anymore. There are facilities where you can go and live, but yeah, I mean, it does cost significantly more. Once those folks have expended their assets, then it's Medicaid, and that's state and federal dollars that are paying for all of that nursing home care for years and years in some cases.
Andy, I don't think it's lost on anybody who's listening to this conversation that there may be more budget cuts in the offing here as Governor Sam Brownback grapples with more revenue shortfalls, as he grapples with this school funding formula that he's wrestling with the state Supreme Court. So is there concern among senior citizen advocates that more cuts are on the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody is kind of watching Topeka warily. Anybody who receives any state funding right now, we had the May revenue numbers come in 75 million short of projections, and so makes a bad budget situation even worse. This cut is actually a very small part of the overall budget cuts. This is, you know, it's $2.1 million, but this is just an example of even these small cuts have consequences. And so when you look at the bigger chunk of the cuts, like the $56 million that comes from a 4% cut to Medicaid across the board, well, who knows, you know, what the ramifications of that are going to be. So, the budget situation is not good in Kansas. It's tight right now. And so we're going to see some more funds being shifted around and possibly some more cuts in the near future.
When we talk, let's go back to these in-home services and exactly what they are constituted of, what makes up these in-home services. What are we talking about here? You mentioned the one woman needs help getting in and out of the bathtub. What else?
So that's the attendant care services. This fund also pays for respite care services. So if you do have a family caregiver who just needs a break to keep going, to not get burned out, these agencies will send somebody over maybe for a few hours or maybe for a day. There are people who will do chores for you, like grocery shopping, stuff like that, the housekeeping chores. So it's just sort of daily living supports, and then also support for family caregivers who are, you know, in some cases, providing those daily living supports.
Senior services advocates in the state have to be just worried beyond belief as to what's going on here.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're not happy, that's for sure. And I just got an email actually from the director of the Johnson County Area Agency on Aging, the agency that distributes these funds, and he's noting that the reduction in funding is not going to be spread evenly. There's 11 of these agencies across the state, and it looks like the agencies in the higher population areas are going to lose more money.
Why is that?
I think it's just a function of they get more money, so when the cuts come down, they lose more. It's kind of like with the cuts to higher education, where KU and K-State are bearing a higher burden of the cuts because there's just more money in that pool, so there's more to take. So, for instance, this Johnson County AAA is going to be losing about 38% of its Senior Care Act funding, whereas, you know, the statewide cut is about 30% of the Senior Care Act funding. So what Dan Goodman, the director, said is, you know, this decision is extremely frustrating, as this decision just isn't equitable and demeans Johnson County senior residents, along with those seniors who live in Sedgwick, Shawnee, in Wyandotte counties, other high population areas that will also be taking bigger cuts. So, yeah, I mean, it's causing some issues even within, and resentment, I guess you could say, even within these agencies, because some of them are being forced to bear more of the burden of the cuts than others.
Well, that's Andy Marceau, who's been covering social services and other health issues for the KHI News Service in Topeka. Andy, it's always great to have you. Thanks for giving us a good update. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Steve.